And the Bruins take to the road starting tonight for a matchup with the Ottawa Senators. And with more on that, we're joined by our friend Jesse Connolly of AlongTheBoards.com. Jesse, how goes it this afternoon?
Hey, doing well. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing all right. Any signs of spring down your way?
It's 19 degrees, so not yet. We saw a little tease there for the last couple of weeks, but right back to the cold.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, 19, we'd kill for 19 up here. That would be like summer.
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man. Well, tell you what else is hard to get a read on, not just spring, but these Boston Bruins. It seems every time they go off on a great streak, they had that 8-game unbeaten streak, and you feel like, boom, there they are, and then 2 games in a row where the offense couldn't get going and even losing to the lowly Sabres.
Yeah, exactly. It's a constant roller coaster. We look back to that that trip out west, the Pacific Division. It was pretty much rock bottom for the Bruins. They lose to Edmonton, they lose to Calgary, they get clobbered in St. Louis, and you know, all of a sudden they're on a 6-game winless stretch and everything looks awful, and then right after that they go 8 games without suffering a loss. So it's still hard to get a read on this team. You think everything's going well, you see the teams in the playoff race start falling back to the pack, you think the Bruins have some breathing room, everything's looking good, and then they lose to Washington, and that tie disappears. They're suddenly falling behind Washington for that top wild card spot. Ottawa's creeping up. They, they lose a point against Buffalo by falling in overtime or in the shootout rather, and all of a sudden things are looking hairy again.
And how important is this 3-game road trip for the Bruins?
Oh, it's huge for Boston, and obviously the opponent tonight speaks volumes. It's Ottawa. It's the team that's 4 points back right now. They've got a game in hand. So you lose this game in regulation, you suddenly have Ottawa 2 points back of you with a game in hand, with the opportunity to tie things up. And beyond that, they head down to Florida, who's been playing somehow well without Roberto Luongo. Dan Ellis has been in there after spending most of the season in the AHL. And that's a team that you want to bury. You don't want to give them any signs of life. And then after that, you've got Tampa, who somehow the Bruins have done miraculously well against over the last few seasons, but it's a tough stacked team, and it's going to be a tough 3 games for them.
Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, the Bruins have really gotten some good play from some of the young guys. Who has been impressing you the most?
Yeah, it's been huge. I think you have to look to the guys that are penciled in on the top line right now, Ryan Spooner and David Pastrnak. You know, veteran players, they'll often talk about young guys coming in, they give them a spark, kind of light a fire underneath them, and I think we've seen that so far in the last month or so that Spooner's been up. The two of them both have killer speed, and you look at Spooner, he's been a big asset on the power play, he's kind of the setup guy, sets up down low on the half wall, and he's thrived in that role. And with Pastrnak, obviously the sniping abilities are really starting to emerge over this last month there. He's been great. He's been one of the Bruins' leading goal scorers since the calendar turned to 2015, so I'm not sure what will happen when Krejci comes back, but I think it'd be wise if Julian can find a way to keep those two together, because they've been paying dividends.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. David Krejci expected to be back fairly soon. Do you mess with a good thing if you're Coach Claude Julien?
Yeah, it's hard to. I mean, Krejci's going to be there on the road trip. Julien said that this weekend, either against Florida or Tampa, would be the earliest that we could see him. And he's with his prognosis, he's right on track. They said 4 to 6 weeks. It's about the 4-week mark right now. But, I think if you're the Bruins, obviously you're a little concerned with Ottawa sneaking up and the run that they're on, 11-0-1 for Hammond now. And, you want to keep that distance. But at the same time, how Krejci is, how important Krejci is for the playoffs. He's led the league in points in the postseason twice now as a Bruin. And you obviously know how important he is, in the long term for this team. So I think the wise move is to make sure he's fully healed before he's given the go to get back in the lineup.
We're talking Bruins with Jesse Connolly here on Downtown. It's interesting when you look at the Bees go in 8 or maybe even 7. Neither of those matchups looks particularly good. We know what Montreal does against them, and the Rangers may be the most complete team in the East. Is there a good playoff matchup in the opening round for the Bruins if they get in?
The way it's shaping up right now, no. I think the clear answer is no. It's kind of pick your poison, with Montreal. We've seen what they've done over the years, and recently against Boston, they knocked them out again in the playoffs last spring. They swept the season series this year, and it's funny. Montreal is a good team with a great goalie, and you kind of see the Bruins in the same light this season. Good team, great goalie with Tuukka Rask, but for whatever reason, they never play up to their abilities. They're inside their heads against Montreal, and then you look over to the Metropolitan Division, and right now the Rangers have it's looking like a pretty good lead. They're 5 points up on the Islanders. They've got 3 games in hand, so it's looking like they're going to claim the division crown over there. And, you know, once again, it's a tall task for the Bruins. The Rangers are on fire right now. Rick Nash has had an MVP-worthy season, and they're doing this all with Cam Talbot in net. Henrik Lundqvist has been out for, you know, for a month or so now. So I don't think, you know, any first-round matchup looks good for Boston unless somehow Tampa Bay overtakes, you know, Montreal in the Atlantic Division.
If it is a short playoff run, a one and done for the Bruins, what do you think will be the biggest factor? What will be the one weakness they're not able to overcome?
I think it's the biggest weakness we've seen throughout the season, and that's the inconsistent offense. You know, it comes from a few different sources. You always have the reliable guys like Bergeron and Marchand, the guys you can turn to. And even, you know, so far as the season has progressed, Louis Erickson has emerged as one of those guys. But at the same time, you've got the Lucic's that come in and out. You know, you think things are – it's kind of like it reflects the way the whole season has gone. He's got 5 or 6 points in the last 6 games. Then he goes 6 games without a goal. And then you have guys like Riley Smith, who's gone, I think, 7 games now. He's got 1 point since his extension, so he hasn't been helping. And then that's with – you know, playing with two guys that are red hot right now, like Bergeron and Marchand. And then, you know, I think the biggest culprit of all is the depth. Chris Kelly and Louis Erickson have been playing well in that third line, but Soderberg, since 2015 start, he's been doing nothing. He had, I think it was 27 points in 38 games as of New Year's Eve, and since then he's had a stretch where he hasn't had a goal in 25 games, and he's got maybe 8 points in the last, like, 30 games. So he's been cold, and you know, that plays a big role in you know, how far they're going to go if they can get that third line going. But, you know, as of late, you look at the last 4 games, they've got 2 goals or less in regulation and overtime, you know, and that leads to a couple losses against teams like Buffalo. That leads to lost points. That leads to, you know, Ottawa gaining ground on you.
Jesse Connolly does great hockey work. You can read it all at alongtheboards.com. Jesse, great to talk with you as always, and we'll do it again before too long.
Hey, likewise. Thanks, Rich.
Thank